Hello. What's up? How y'all doing? Queen. We are live, my dear. We are back.
We missed y'all too, but you know, we're back. You know, we have things that we have to do sometimes, you know.
Well, we didn't want to be gone, but we had to be gone. We had to take a couple days off this past week. So this past Wednesday, we didn't do a show. So we are happy to be back in the studio with y'all live. So what we missed, beyond what we're going to talk about on the show today, what did we miss? Y'all inform us.
Type something in the comment section.
Let us know what's going on, what we missed.
Yeah.
You know, let us know. Get in touch with us. Give us the update because, you know, we want to know too because we couldn't talk to y'all last week. So things were happening. And yeah, things happen that we may have missed. So,
yeah,
you know, it's okay to inform us of things that went on that we may have missed because it may be something we need to know. So, what's up, Queen?
None. I'm chilling, Queen. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
And it's Wednesday, as always, SW Podcast. We hear y'all like it has been a lot going on. It has. It really has been a lot going on in the world and this social mediacations world, all of that stuff. And hey, I just hope y'all doing good, you know, soaking all the goodness in. With a little bad, because, you know, you got to deal with the bad to get to the good. So, you know, but I just hope everybody doing all right and everybody just, you know, living day to day.
And taking care of themselves. I hope y'all
get your mind right.
Yes. Drinking water.
Right. All of that.
All that good stuff. You know, the things that are beneficial to us, I hope we are all definitely being in tune with ourselves and doing the things that we need to make sure that we are good. Because if we don't function, the people around us can't function.
At all.
What's up? What's up, Siobhan? How you doing, honey?
What's going on, Siobhan?
What's been going on? Let us know what we missed this past week. We trying to make sure that we haven't had any interferences with life outside of what we're going to talk about today. Because we got a very interesting show today. And the show, today's topic is us or else. Because it's time for us to start, you know, being a little bit more cognitive with us as a people. And, you know, and a lot of us are. I do want to make sure I acknowledge the fact that so many of us in our culture are definitely out here building bridges, connecting, networking, and making sure that they're doing the things that they need to do to sustain the communities that they live in. So people are working. I don't want people to get it misconstrued because they don't get it. It's not publicized or it doesn't hit the airwaves all the time, but people are working. They out here doing their thing. They trying to save us, you know. So with that being said, we're going to talk. Today's topic is definitely going to be an interesting topic, and it's us or else. So we definitely want y'all to chime in today. Chime in. Yes. Queen, is there anything you want to talk about before we jump into the show today? Anything you want to say to the people?
Just welcome to SW Podcast. Welcome. Nah, it ain't too much that I want to say. Like I said earlier, I hope everybody doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourself. And you know, hey, baby, we almost at the third quarter is fin to end. We're going into the fourth quarter next week. So look, 3 more months.
We definitely going into the fourth quarter.
So hey, you still got time.
And if you're feeling like you ain't doing what you want to be doing, the time is now to do what you need to do. If you feel like you don't have the direction to get started, Tap into some of those resources. It's a lot of ways to get started with the things that you you're trying to do. Trust me.
Yes.
It's so many ways. All you got, you can Google it, you can tap into your resources, you can ask people who are already doing what you're what you want to do.
Most definitely.
As you know, that's it's just ways to get started. Don't wait any longer.
You don't.
At this time,
you've been waiting too long. Been way too long as it is. So, man, look, it's up to you to move forward. We got, hey, look, we all get a choice every day. We get a choice every day. So, whatever you're going to choose is the life that you would live. But I'm trying to live a good one.
That's
travel,
right.
All that stuff, fun. You know, we have our days that we sad, but baby, I'm trying to live as much happy, joy, fun as possible as I can. But before we start, speaking of that, I'm just going to say this. I live for these people in these comments on social media, on Instagram. Man, look, some be good, but some of y'all out here is, boy, y'all some mean, ratchet people.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the words that come out of people's mouth in them comments, I'm like, dang, that's rude. But I live for the comments. One thing a young lady said, somebody was talking about they was happy and all of that, and the people was like, she lying, she ain't happy, and all this. I'm like, well, how you know she had to? Like, well, if she was so happy when she was saying she was happy, now she posting that she really happy, all of this. And I'm like, people just saying she lying, she faking it. And one person said, she was like, shit. She had to manifest that shit. She manifested. So now it is reality. So she really is happy. And I was like, now see that? I like that comment.
Like, why can't she actually just be happy? I don't know. We dealing with that a lot, though, where, you know, you have the social media slander because you're not, your happiness may, you might just be too happy for some people. And it just makes
that
people
think
that you're just not happy. Because
that part,
yeah. What's up, E? We gonna. I hope they ain't on here lying about nothing today, E. We gonna
shut up, E.
Including ourselves. We hope we stick it to all the key facts and truths about everything ourselves. You know. What's happening, Joe?
Yeah, Joe. Hey, doing? Joe. Hey, E. Hey, Siobhan. Look, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for
tapping into today's show. We appreciate y'all. So we're going to jump into it. Our quote of the day is change your mindset, change your life. And,
period,
that's something that we truly believe in, because a lot of the things that we have going on can be different if we had a different outlook on the outcome of the outcome. What we're trying to see. So yeah. Sometimes you got to change your mindset to get what you're really trying to aim for. We definitely out here. It's Wednesday. It's one of our most favorite days of the week because it's SW Podcast Day.
Yes, it's
hump day. That's why I make it even more extra special. If you couldn't go out today and do anything great, I hope you're home with you a nice glass of wine and relaxing, because it's SW Podcast. Pull up, sit down, check us out, get into it. So, change your mindset, change your life.
Queen that came back on us on Wednesday after we just skipped the Wednesday, straight chilling on y'all with her drink and everything today, baby. I love it.
All about the vibes. You got to bring the vibes.
All about the vibes.
Anybody in the comments want to tap into onto whatever, you know, what the day's quote of the day is, changing your mindset, changing your life? Queen, what you got to say about it?
Hey, you know, that's my motto.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start changing your mindset, you do change your life. Once you start thinking positive, opportunities come from out of nowhere. When the people told you that you couldn't sit at the table, baby, you at the table, because that mindset started changing. And you know, matter of fact, we're going to put it like this. The table that you wanted to sit at wasn't the table that you were supposed to sit at.
Now you at a whole different table.
You at a whole other table. And as I say, And I quote, and I actually, I think I posted this one day, create your own table.
That's right.
Create your own table. True story. They told me that I wasn't smart enough. But baby, now y'all coming to me on my advice. I created my own table, my own platform. And sometimes that's what you got to do. So when you change your mindset, you change your life and you start being creative with the stuff that you want to do that's going to prosper you into where you're trying to go.
That's right.
Bump all the haysayers, the naysayers, and all of that. As Meek Mill said, somebody posted and I got to I think I reposted or I'm going to repost it. Don't be coming over here pushing fear on my dreams. Go somewhere with that. Go.
That's a word right there now. That's real.
That part. So you that's know, real. Hey, that's real.
That's
but
real.
Change
now.
Your mindset. You definitely a change your life. And to be honest, y'all, me and Shell, can we live in witness? Y'all looking at two people that changed their mindset and our life started to change into the direction that we wanted it to change in.
That's right.
So hey, it's real. It's really real. But it's up to you to manifest it.
So you commented said you changing your life on a Monday. What did that mean, E? Clue us in. Because I don't know if I'm caught up to that. Changing your life on a Monday. Tell me what that means.
So,
you change your mindset, you change your life. And that's one of, you know, it's self-explanatory for
it
one.
Is.
For two, there is nothing worse than having a negative mindset.
Mm.
A negative mindset. And with your negative mindset, it ends up bringing the things in the making, creating perils in your life. So what you're trying to do is incorporate positivity. So that includes watching positive shows on TV. If you're a television person, make sure you're tuning into something that's a little bit more positive. That's mm-hmm. going to help jar your mindset to something that's going to keep you in tune with what your goal. The people you're around, definitely. You have to be around people that are willing to help you manifest what you're trying to manifest. Because once you speak things into the atmosphere, that includes the ears of some of the people who you trust. So mm-hmm. Making sure that you are around some of the right people, your environment, being in a negative environment will definitely holster your goals and your dreams and your mindset. So those are the three key things that'll get you there. And I like that, E. So I love the fact that you say you changing your life on a Monday. And the reason is because it's your birthday. So that's dope.
Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday, because we won't get you on Monday, but you bringing in Libra season. So, you know, happy birthday to the Libra. It'll be Libra season soon. When Libra season start? When today? Is it
today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. It could be today. Today is the 22nd. It could be today.
I think it's tomorrow.
But it could be the 20th.
It's one of these days. It's one of these.
We just know y'all Virgos. Bye-bye. Talk to y'all later. See y'all next year. We salute y'all. Hope y'all had a great one.
Because y'all time up. But yeah. It's definitely time for the Libras. They kick it down the door, baby. They've been waiting. They ready to bring their lying asses in here.
Oh, yeah. It's tomorrow.
We're going to go on and listen to what the Libras got to say, because they're going to get it their way and they go, oh, it start tomorrow. So they're going to have it their way. And it don't go to no November.
It don't go to no goddamn November now. Come on now. See, you trying to get Libra too.
You got Candace over here cussing.
Okay. You
don't never cuss.
Got me straight cussing.
You know better than that. You talking about November. You done took Scorpio season and all.
I mean, you just did took all of Scorpio season and went right into Sagittarius. I mean, went right into Sagittarius. Like, you just said, F the Scorpios. Come on now, E. Come on now. I love y'all Libras because my mama a Libra baby. So I love y'all Libra.
I got two Libra babies. I got two Libra daughters. So I love
y'all. Golly, E. You just
He jumped on
the Scorpios, Eli. You just ex the Scorpios.
He say, man, shit. We Libra's taking over. They take it over.
That's too funny. That is too funny. Oh my God.
They got the whole rest of the year is what he gave them.
Look, I'm telling you, he took them straight into Sagittarius, straight mm-hmm. into December. Look, they going straight into December. They still in November, but they hitting straight December.
Yep, he gave it all to them. But so Libra season will begin tomorrow. So we're going to bring in the Libras, and we're going to start off by telling one of our compadres to the Freedom Train Network. Happy birthday. Yes. Happy Libra happy season. Birthday. So anybody, y'all know for this month, for Libra season, y'all make sure y'all let us know that it's y'all time so we can give y'all a shout out now, because we don't want to leave nobody out now, because it's going to be a lot of y'all coming in, coming through. I'm telling you, I have two children that are Libras. This month, this season takes up all my money. I'd be glad when it come and go.
Sayonara.
This one season we can skip.
Just jump over it.
But I love y'all Libras, so y'all wonderful people. So we're gonna jump into the show. We're gonna talk about two key factors into making it an us or else situation, because the topic of today's show is us or else. One of our key topics is fiscal stability, having safe havens, and medical. Mm. These are three top priorities as to why the Black community feels like they have to hold on to the government way more than they need it, because they don't have these main three resources at our hand. And we have tapped into all three of these resources with our culture. We have a lot of Black doctors in the medical field. We have a lot of Black people who are gaining fiscal stability. They have learned financial freedom. We have many, many Black people and many people in our culture who have created safe havens for people who are going through hard times. They need resources. They need things that they can't put their hands on readily, so they have to reach out to someone in the community. So a lot of these things are created. We just need to make them more on a bigger scale so that all people of color, well, Black people, can tap into those resources as well. So I would love to hear people in our comment section give us some of the things that you are doing that are helping you to create fiscal stability, where you're able to know that you have safe havens to go to in a time of need, in a time of destruction. If you don't have a time of destruction, mm-hmm. that you just got somebody you can go and talk to, just in general. And just knowing that if you have a Black doctor, do you feel comfortable enough with your doctor to be able to lean on them for resources outside of what they offer? So they can point you in the direction of another Black doctor. They can tap you into Black therapists, things of that nature. So today's show is trying to figure out and jar and bring together resources and the conversation of being an us or else community.
Mm. Hey, resources.
So it's a lot, Queen. So tell me, as far as like, we know that we have a lot of these things working for us and working in our favor. What are some of the things that you may be doing personally that's helping you gain fiscal stability? That is helping you create that safe haven for you and your family members, the people who you're in charge of, and that are providing you resources in your medical community. How do you benefit from what you have in your surrounding? Give the people an example of how these three things are helping you walk in your life, complete your goals, you know, fulfill your dreams, things of that nature.
It's really about you just educating yourself. But that's, it's about you educating yourself, but everybody, I hate to say this, everybody don't want to be educated on stuff.
Right.
You know, like, we got to be honest, we just got some people that just want somebody to wait on them, and they just get what they can get for free, and they fine with it because they don't have to do the work, they don't have to read it, or nothing like that. Well, we'll just do what they say, give them what they want, and we get what we need, and some people fine with that. But it go back to that quote, change your mindset, you change your life. But if you, just like you say, you need to watch your surroundings and who you actually surround. So even if somebody come to give you the information about stuff and giving you the resources, and they literally like give, I think about when we was out there doing Link Up.
Mm-hmm.
And how we was out there going, how we went out there and went door to door asking the people, you know, what do you want changed over here in the community? What type of services that you guys would like? And it I was shocked, but then again, I was shocked on how many people did not want to talk to us and was scared to say what they wanted to say.
But the people who did talk.
But the ones who did.
Had some really strong opinions and some really strong key points that they wanted to see. And it is true indeed. How you doing, Pinky? How you doing, sweetie? That true indeed, there are people, I will say this. I think more people are becoming aware of the need to gain financial freedom. It just taking some of us longer to ascertain certain things and manage them. And taking, like, say, for instance, you have someone that has this brilliant business opportunity or this business idea, but they don't know what to do to make it come to pass. So instead of them reaching out to someone that has already been able to run a successful business or has any resources or help with getting them started, instead of them reaching out to somebody that they know that they can reach out to, they don't. They just go ahead and jump head first into starting the business and then end up, and it may not go the way that they intended to go because they don't have the business mindset. They don't have the aptitude to put everything together. They're just able to run the business.
Yeah.
So sometimes you gotta be able to bring in that other person because you gotta, if you wanna make it successful, you got to use your bridges that you're building. And that's the thing. That's why it's so important for us to have these connections in our community that allow us to gain fiscal stability, creating, again, a safe haven for the families, our people who we're trying to take care of, and at least having medical resources. If we can get those three things, the Black culture could definitely thrive a lot stronger than we are thriving. And I think, again, I've said from the beginning, a lot of us in certain communities have these things. They have these going for them. They have places because we on the tour. We did the podcast tour. And we noticed that so many people in Atlanta were doing so many great, wonderful things.
Oh, yes.
But they can all tap into each other to create a real resource manual that populates throughout that area, Fulton County, and now you have this village.
Yep, that's true.
Recreated all over again.
That's true. That's something that they, and speaking of the podcast tour, that was something that they did in Fort Meade when we was, when I was there for the Shop and Vibe weekend, women's weekend with Leisha. And at the end of the Sunday show, one of the ladies, I can't remember her name. I cannot. McCutcheon is her last name. And she got up and she's a part of the commission or something that has to do with the city of Fort Meade. And she was like, look, guys, this is what I'm going to get together with everybody. Because just about everybody within there was a business owner did something that it was something that they could give back to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And end up doing a class the weekend that we went to Atlanta for the second part of the women's conference in Atlanta. But she was putting together, she was like, she was going to put together a book, either online or actually a physical book that people could have with all the resources. People that you can actually talk to, get in touch with, from people doing hair, makeup, event planning, holistic medicine, just everything. Because she was like, man, it's a lot of people in this building that's powerful. Like, we need to be able to connect with each other. We need to be able to give your information to the next person that might come ask us. Oh, well, you know somebody that may clean, or you know somebody that could, that I could sit down with and actually get some professional help or life coaching skills, for, you know, stuff like that. And we do need that. Now, everybody ain't going to be accepted of it, but... Right. To know that it's out there.
But the opportunity is there.
But it's there.
We when I did the first, one of the first stops for the promo tour was in Hillsborough County. And I was able to talk with the Sassy Galaxy Lounge owner. And they have a resource manual for Hillsborough County that they created. Mm-hmm. Black everything. Yeah. It's like the Black Mecca of Hillsborough. And I'm talking about resources, resources, resources.
And see, that's
good. That's the type of thing you need to create that village. I'm telling you now. And the good thing about that, it was a business resource manual. However, I mean, business resource guide. Like, but the resources listed were people in business that have community ties, that have advocacy programs, nonprofits, different organizations, different businesses that can actually make the community flourish, and things that you don't even know that are offered because you have no idea because you don't run in those circles.
Yes. So
now just talking to somebody that you may know that own like a Black grocery store in the Tampa area, talking to the owner can put you in contact with several other businesses, several other opportunities in the area. So I think that, again, people are stepping up to the plate to make it a more derivative opportunity. They're just, a lot of us are still trying to figure out like how we can get over on things, how we can take advantage of this without, because you know, a lot of the resources that are offered to us from our government alone, a lot of those are taking advantage of resources, but however, a lot of them are not enough. So you got people looking for other things because they don't have this, they don't have that, they don't have this. But you also have people that's just taking pure advantage of the situation that makes it harder for the next person to even be able to get on.
That's so true.
I mean, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. But it's us or else. I'm telling you, like, we cannot. We got
to come down to us in the community trusting one another. Like, it's a trust factor too. Like, that we don't trust our own people.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. And oh my God, it was something that I heard, and it was just saying, I don't know what I was watching or what I read, and it could have been something that somebody posted on social media, but it's the guy, he literally said, he was like, when are Black people going to get on Black people team? The Asians on they team together. The Caucasians on they team together. The Hispanics on they team together. The Arabs on they team. When are we going to get on our team and stay on our team and play together? Everybody else playing together, but it's like our community, we don't know how to play together. And I was like, you know what? That's true. It's people sad. Was up. I was like, that's true, but it's sad. But it's true. But it is definitely sad because it's the trust that, and it goes all the way back. It goes all the way back, and it's still in the forefront today. They put us against each other, so the trust is not there. It's still not there. It go back to what I said about the man that was sitting next to me. And some episodes back, and he was talking about he wouldn't work for the Black people.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So
ridiculous.
It's crazy. But the resources is there, and it's a lot of our own people that got the information that you need, but a lot of our own people don't trust their own people.
We and the hardest part about that is just realizing that it's gonna be that way forever. Because understanding that some people are not gonna look at you, some Black people are gonna be racist toward their own people. You can't change everybody's mindset. When you know that you have formed a group of people that you have a trust or a coalition with based on the fact that y'all have like minds, that's all you can worry about. You can't think that everybody gonna join in with what you got going on. Everybody's not about that. Some people not literally looking for a change. Some of us are okay with where we are. We're not seeking any type of refuge or anything that is going to make us better. We just want something that's going to make it easier. And that's what it boiled down to for that. So on a positive note, with the Us or Else conversation, about 5,000 Black Americans have made the trip to Ghana and stayed after the George Floyd case slash murder. Inquiries about relocating increase. The people in Ghana were receiving about 300 calls a day due to unrest and trauma that was going on in the United States during the George Floyd murder. I got this information from CBS Morning News. There was a story on a young Black woman who was working in Washington, D.C., and she started doing research on Ghana and relocating and taking a trip to see if relocating is something that she wanted to actually do. And so she decided that she was going to take a trip and all of that, and she wanted to be off the plantation is her story.
Wow.
So she left D.C. for Ghana after, constant backwards and forth with the people of the Ghana nation that were, the welcoming committee thing, Florida has the United States or Florida, each state you go into, they have a tourist
place
where you can call to get information. And I'm pretty sure it probably was like the embassy or something.
Yeah.
So she was getting information, and there was so many Black people in America calling to inquire about what it will take to move over to Ghana, the difference, the peace, this and this and that, different things that's going on now. Every country, every place you live is going to have murder. It's always going to be something going on. However, within the year 2020 to 2021, over 5,000 Black Americans have made Ghana their home because they do not want to deal with the civil unrest on Black urban culture in the United States. What you think about that, Queen?
Hey. Dang, where y'all get this money for to go to Ghana? Look, that's my first,
And they relocating.
And I mean, like, and you able to relocate. So, like, what tax bracket you in that you able to just pick up and relocate? So, you got to have some type of, well, not really. Because if you got, I don't know, but. Do I want to? Would I relocate? I don't know. That's interesting, though, to know that many people from 2000 to 2001.
No, 2020 to 2021. After the trial of George Floyd.
That's a lot of people.
After the murder of George Floyd.
That's a lot of people, and you hear a lot of people say they wanted to leave. And I heard, you heard a lot of people saying that they want to leave because of what this country gonna do and all of that. But those other countries don't really like us. So.
And it's a lot of Black islands and places people go to relocate, but just to know that 5,000, I mean, it may not seem like a lot of people,
but that's still a lot. 5,000 is still a lot.
Just in 1 year, decided that, you know what, I don't want to deal with the trauma of being chased down by police. I don't want to just believe that I'm driving in my car and that I can die just because I'm trying to get home and the police may have a bad day and they may kill me. It was so many things that the people were saying in this piece, in this story, that made me be like, you know, not the fact that I would want to relocate to Ghana, but more so the fact that civil unrest does allow people to make conscious decisions about mm-hmm. their lives. When you're going through a civil unrest, like Black people are constantly going through on a day-to-day basis, there are times when we have to decide that, is it better for us to have peace or is it better mm-hmm. for us to have money?
That's true. And peace. I need my peace. Because I believe if you have the peace, the money gonna come.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a firm believer in that. If you have the peace, everything else is gonna come anyway.
Yeah.
Because that mindset, you have to be in a certain mindset to have that peace anyway. So, but that's very interesting to know that many people. I mean, literally packed up and, you know,
went to their home.
And made Ghana their home. Now, I want to know, like, I would love to see or just see somebody or a documentary or read something about out of these 5,000 people that left, a couple of families, like, what their experience is. Was it a smooth transition? Like, how, if they have kids, how was it for the kids? Because, you know, right. You have kids leaving and they're going to a... Now they actually know how it feels to be in a land that they don't know.
The lady said it was different going from modern society to the Ghanaian lifestyle. But however, she don't look over her shoulder. She don't feel threatened on a day-to-day basis. She don't feel like life is challenging.
Yeah.
She was like, I may not make as much money as I made, but the money I'm making, I'm able to survive. Plus the fact that I was able to bring over money. So people didn't, you know, it's a financial decision as well. So I know they had to decide, you know, whether or not this was going to benefit them on every level.
Yeah.
And she was like, she don't miss being on the plantation.
Look, and she literally moved off the plantation because she left Washington, D.C. So she literally moved off the plantation. But I don't, you know, that's interesting. That's very, very interesting. That's like me in the comments and somebody was saying about the whole thing with Haiti and all of that, all of this that's going on with that. And how people were saying set them free. And somebody in the comments was like, we ain't even free, so how you gonna set them free? Where you gonna set them free at to go?
And they just trying to, and the thing, you know, so that's our next topic. The Border Patrol and the Haitian situation. For one, this is a very striking situation. It's sad, it's tragic.
Very sad.
And on a personal note, there was so much uproar about kids being locked in cages, being separated from their families, and things of that nature when the Spanish society was going through things mm-hmm. that they was going through under the Trump administration. I don't choose to decide that which was more wrong and which is less wrong. But what we are seeing is that the Haitian society, the Haitian culture is being treated roughly. Mm-hmm. They're being not treated like human beings. All they're trying to do is seek asylum.
Yeah.
People were granted asylum in these past situations. And now we're seeing that these people are being hit with whips, being damn near ran over by the horses out there with that the Border Patrol riding on. They walking in deep underwater water. They got babies on their heads.
It is bad. It's
treacherously bad. And so we seeking for the government to help. Why would we even think that they gonna help? No. They know what's going on.
That part.
They knew what was going on before we knew what
before
was going on.
Before we know what's going on, they always know what's going on. Always.
So we gonna sit up and act as if the Biden administration don't know that they got these people out there getting whipped. They just find out when we find out. So now everybody that, you know, that's why you'll never hear me beefing up a politician. You'll never hear me telling people to vote for another person and vote for such and such, because none of them don't give a damn about us. So until we stop thinking that we gonna get saved and start thinking about ways to save ourselves, we're going to continue to have these situations. When that Haitian culture, when they came for asylum, they should have been able to come over to a black society and fall right in line with what was already developed. But we ain't got you.
That part, though.
So, as they said to the people, how we going to save them? We can't. We ain't even free.
When I read them comments, I was like, this here? Because I just was like, I ain't finna read this stuff. I don't want, because it's just sad. And to see, like I said, and to see those people in water, all of that stuff, that man, look here. It's certain stuff, like you say, I don't be wanting to see, I don't be wanting to watch. But you got to read so you can be up on what's going on. Even though half of the stuff you probably read may not be true.
Right.
So you got to be skeptical of what you're reading, and damn near read between, you got to read between the lines and all of that. But it's how you going to, like, what, like they say, where you going to free the people at when we ain't even free?
It's a lot. It's traumatic. And
yeah,
the situation is traumatic, and we're not able to do anything to save them because we're not free. And we can't save ourselves from things that are happening to us, the civil unrest in our own country. So when we see things like this, of course, it makes us angry. It makes us hopeful that things will be better for them. However, we don't have a way. We don't even have a safe haven created. I was just saying there are three direct things we need in our culture to make us sustain as a people. That's fiscal responsibility, medical resources, and having a safe haven. The Haitian culture should have been able to rely on us for something when they was coming over here to seek asylum. And we have nothing for them. We have nothing created for our people. So it's us or else, y'all. So when we talk about seeing change and one change in our community, that all starts with us. We're not going to be the people who get saved by a government that was created to keep us down. So if you're seeking that and you're thinking that that's the possibility, you keep living like that. Who know that this is your time to get involved with being an us or else society, or you're going to be falling behind, still holding out your hand, waiting for your next come up.
Yes, master. Can I get a drink of water? This is...
So, that's our little piece for today, y'all. It is, I want y'all to know, regardless of everything that goes on with us as a people, Queen and I are firm believers that it's going to take us to do the job. So if y'all believe the same thing, that's what your resources are stemming from. You cannot, everybody got a resource. Everybody can offer something, bring something to the table. Are you willing to be a part of the table? Are you willing to slide your table up there and put it next to the other person's table so we can make a long enough table to fit more and more people that feel the same mm-hmm. way as us? Or are you going to continue to sit on the sideline and gripe and hold your hand out when you know you have nowhere else to go?
Yeah, and not do nothing while you over there griping.
So it's your choice.
It is.
It's your choice, Queen. Tell them what it is, Queen, before we get out of here.
No, we appreciate y'all listening to us, SW Podcast. It's Wednesday, September the 22nd, 2021. And man, y'all, look here. Change your mindset. You change your life. Trust and believe. We have been speaking affirmations to y'all about do your affirmations. All of that stuff, manifestation. If you missed the manifestation show, go back.
Go back to it.
Go back to it. Watch it. Queen gave some good tips about being outside when you manifest stuff. Trust and believe. Look, I am. Look, I love the outdoors and just being out there in the sun, getting that vitamin D, and just talking. You may be yep. talking to yourself. You may be talking to the universe. You may be talking to God. You may be talking to Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Buddha, whatever you believe in. I believe in Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. So that's what I believe in. Them three, that is me. You believe in who you want to believe in, but manifest what you want in this lifetime. Don't sit around and be waiting on things to just happen, and stuff is not going to appear from out the sky and fall on your lap. It don't work like that. But if you manifest and stuff, stuff will come that you didn't even realize. Like, dang, I know what I said, but I didn't know that. Trust and believe it shall come. And it may not come the way that you want it. But the way that it comes, it's gonna be better than what you wanted anyway. But you got to be positive. It's
something you're manifesting, because the way you manifest, when you're actually manifesting something, you're speaking differently on it every day. Because you're learning, you're different. The reason why you're speaking differently is because you're learning more from your heart about what it is that you're seeking. So yeah. You got to be detailed in your manifestations. You got to be direct in your manifestations. You got to be sound. You got to be whole. You got to feel good about your manifestation.
You got to already believe it. You got to already see it come to pass in your mind, in your head, on your journal, in your vision board, your video journal. You got to already see. Hope is what is expected. So what you hoping for, it shall come, because you expecting it to come. That's so right. Y'all stay positive. Believe in you first. Believe in God, whoever you believe in, but you definitely need to believe in you. And don't be letting them fear people come fear on your dreams.
No.
As Mick Mill said, fear on somebody else's dream. Don't fear on your own dreams. Don't put fear on my dreams.
Keep them away. Don't have anybody around you that's going to bring your dream.
You can give them the middle finger if you want to.
But y'all, we appreciate y'all tuning in today. Thank y'all so much joining into the conversation. Y'all are dope people. And stay tuned. We got a lot more. Yeah. We got some interviews we're going to start airing in the month of October. October will be our month of our interviews, y'all. We are super, super excited. So, just look out for those. And that's it. We was happy to have y'all today, and we appreciate y'all for tuning in. We like y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. SW Podcast, Freedom Train Network.
Shout out to Joe Patrick,
we got we got Joe, we got Pat, we got Carlton Jones, we got
Professor. Yeah.
So y'all tune in, check out Freedom Train Network, stay tuned, get involved, do something to change your lifestyle. Today, it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. Because we believe in you. We like you. We love you. Peace. Y'all be easy.
Bye.